Recording Studios in North Minneapolis, ready to hear a really fine concert by Tom Waits. So without further ado, we'll take you to Steve Fingerett at ASI Studios. Steve?
Thank you, Kevin. We're here at ASI Recording Studios for this, another in the series of live stereo broadcasts from ASI Recording Studios. And we're very happy tonight to present a friend who's come into town and going to do a real nice hour of entertainment for us. Well, everybody here, please welcome, and at home, Tom Waits.
How are you? Well... Well, I just got in town. I'm kind of suffering from bus lag, but you know, I like to say that under the circumcision, it's a real prophylactic experience for me to be with you here this evening. And, Well, I've been busier than a set of jumper cables at a Puerto Rican wedding. I've been to Swingsville, Hipsville, Gonsville, Uptown, Downtown, Bloomington, Buffalo, Ruffalo, Duffalo, Muffalo, Davalo, Dingalo, Babalo, Digalo, Dagalo, Seattle, Reattle, Eisenhower, Oosenhower, Deesenhower, gone again, coming back, zing, back by with an overhead cam and glass packs. I've been busier than a one-armed bass player when you get right down to it, I guess. I've been going away for like 3 and 4 months. I've been gone so long, it looks like home to me. I get back home after about 4 months and everything in my refrigerator like turns into a science project, you know, and it's like a... Well, I like to kind of pull on your coat about something, do you kind of an inebriational travelogue, kind of. Well, it's kind of like an improvisational adventure into the bowels of the metropolitan region. In short, I'd like to be perfectly frank with you and deliver a nocturnal emission before your very eyes. Christ, was that a Malibu with a skid mark tattoo on the asphalt blue? Or a Subaru, or a 1958 monkey shit brown Buick Subaru. The cat was driving crazy out of town, and I ended up in a small, quiet little town. But all started one night. All started with a little brunette, you know, that I'd met at a small little joint called Raphael's Silver Cloud Lounge. Well, I think you can follow my drift when I say it was a hubba hubba and it was ding, ding, ding. And I said, baby, you got everything. About a week later and it was hubba hubba and it was ding, ding, dong. And I said, baby, it shouldn't last too long. Yeah, but you know, her eyes were just like marquees and they said open all night long. And she was a divorced waitress with 3 or 4 kids, and then she was sorting out her checks and counting out her change. I said, baby, heat me up a bear claw in the radar range. Oh, my goodness gracious, I'm talking about slicker and deer guts on a doorknob. Yeah, and I ordered me up something that was stronger than stud horse piss with the foam farted off. I got me a tall, cool janitor and a drum with an absorbing junior back. I elbowed up at the counter. I was a block away from on the corner of why did you leave me, baby? And why don't you please come home? And I was across town from 5th and Vermouth. And I took one look and glanced out of the side. And oh... She took one look at me and said, look here, buddy, on the one hand, I mean, you're so ugly, you could probably make a freight train take a dirt road. And on the other hand, I'm a lesbian anyhow, so you might as well hang it up. Might as well, Christ, I know there's a whole hell of a lot of shit going around nowadays. But honey, I don't mind that you're a lesbian. You see, I got relatives out in Beirut, and Christ, we ought to get along real well. Oh, and everything was going just fine. I was dropping names. I told her I knew Broderick Crawford when he was nothing, you know. Everything was going just fine. But you know, then things got colder and my ex-wife smiled. Colder and colder than a Jewish American princess on her honeymoon. I'm talking about colder than a Hollywood producer's handshake. So I kind of like us. I kind of like you to slip me a little crimson, Jimson, and give me the lowdown brown. I want to tell you a little story, Morning Glory. And you know, it's all about an emotional weather forecast. With a late night and early morning low clouds and a chance of fall. With a chance of showers into the afternoon. And variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. With gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Ahead of a slow moving cold front. And when the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my ability to deal rationally with this disconcerted, precarious emotional situation, well, I get upset. But you know, there was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust wind in the bedroom. And a 103.4 millibar high pressure zone. Located at the northern portion of my mental health. And then all the extended outlook, baby. For an indefinite period of time. Until you come back to me, baby. Is a high tonight and low tomorrow. And precipitation is expected. It's real nice to be here in Minneapolis. Well, I've kind of been all over now lately, just the past couple of months, but I always enjoy coming to Minneapolis because I enjoy the surf so much here, but I've been like doing a lot of nightclubs. And, well, you know, kind of, well, somebody asked me earlier, how I got my start, and I, frankly, I'll, with all due candor, I really don't do this for a living. I'm really a labor organizer at a maternity ward. Prior to that, I was just a young little scudder. Well, I grew up in a small community called Whittier, California. And you know, we lived at a cold water walk-up condominium. And, well, things were tough all over and they weren't getting any better, bub. And, I remember one Christmas Eve, I was about 3.5 years old, and I remember walking home from the factory as the snow came down. And, you know, I walked by a little place called Palace Pawn Shop. And I saw this bluff and heifer piano hanging up in the window. Boy, I knew I had to get my hands on that sucker. And it hung up in the window next to an old bent saxophone, some old dentures. And I ran all the way home. And I ran up the stairs and I tugged on my mother's house coat. I was like, Christ, Mom. I always called her that. It came from like a liberal family. And, said, well, shit, what is it, Waits? She always called me Waits. You know, I told her I saw that damn piano hanging up in the window down there at Powell's Pawn Shop. And Christ, I just had me get my hands on it. And my mother, bless her soul, she... I remember it was Christmas Eve and it was cold outside of me. I was colder than a gut shot bitch wolf dog with 9 second pulse pulling a number 4 trap up a hill in the dead of winter in the middle of a snowstorm with a mouthful of porcupine quills. And my mother went down to Paula's Pawn Shop. She called a cab. And she stood out in front of Paula's Pawn Shop as the snow came down over Whittier with tears in her eyes. And, well, she put a damn brick through the window and got it for me. And, well, I guess I'll never forget her for it.
lot of us take our parents for granted. But, well, my mother will never forget me for it. She's up for parole now in a couple of weeks, and we're going to get together over the holidays. But you know, it reminds me of the first song I ever wrote. It's about a late night diner where I used to hang out. It's one of them greasy little joints. So. I'm not talking about your health food place where you get yourself a bean sprout and avocado sandwich on pumpernickel and an identity crisis plate with smothered in patchouli oil with bell-bottom salad. I'm talking about a dangerous diner. Where everything's a shaking, bacon, floating in 30 weight. And at the bottom of the menu it says harmful if swallowed, and if rash develops, discontinue use and consult physician immediately. But you know, one of those nights when I was, I was hungry for like some fried scrabs and some monkey vomit, and I was hungry enough to eat the crotch out of a dead ape, and I stumbled down to this little place. And, I knew I'd come to the right place when I noticed that the waitress is wearing those rhinestone cat glasses, the little pearl thing that clips on the sweater. And they had all different kind of burgers. Weird burgers, beard burgers, strange burgers, arranged burgers, radar range burgers, room burgers, bloom burgers, gloom burgers. I told her I wanted something that was, I wanted something I could throw down my mouth and walk out of there with enough gas in me to open up a mobile station somewhere. So she ordered me up the chicken catastrophe and the eggs overwhelming. So this is a little piece of culinary metropolitan double talk. This is a true story. One of those places where the coffee is never strong enough to defend itself. It's late at night. I elbowed up at the counter with every other loser in town. This little ballad entitled Eggs and Sausage. Nighthawks at the diner. Bama's 49er with a rendezvous of strangers around the coffee at night. With the gypsy acts and these insomniacs. Now the paper's been grilled and now the waitress sells eggs and sausages and a side of toast. Coffee in a roll and a hash brown to wheezes and chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. She said, what kind of pie? Well, you know I'm in a graveyard charade. It's a late shift of masquerade. It's 2 for a quarter and it's a dime for a dance. With Woolworth rhinestone diamond earrings and a sideways glance. But now the register rings, now the waitress sings. She said eggs and sausages and a side of toast. A coffee in a roll, nice brown toys. And some chili in a bowl, burgers and fries. Now what kind of pie? No classified section offered no direction. It was a cold caffeine. Now I'm in a nicotine cloud. As the touch of your fingers lingers burning in my memory. I've been 86 from your skin. I'm in a melodramatic nocturnal scene. I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. And now the lead pipe morning falls. Now the waitress calls eggs and sausage and saddle toast. Hash browns, wheezy. chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. Burgers and fries, what kind of pie? I said out of mode, if you will. So just come in and join the crowd. Had some time to kill. I just come in and join the crowd. Nothing else to do, so I had some time. I had some time to kill. Song Tom and Dick and Harry. You must be strong if you're to go it alone. And here's to all the bachelors and the Bowery bums, and those who feel that they're the ones that are better off without a wife. Cause I'll be sleeping until the crack of noon, midnight I'm in at the moon. Going out when I want to and coming home when I please. Don't have to ask permission if I want to go out fishing, babe. No, I never have to ask for the keys, no. I know I never been no Valentino or anything. I had a girl living in Reno. She left me for a trumpet player, but it didn't get me down. He was wanted for assault, and though he said it weren't his fault, you know the coppers wrote him right out of town. And I've been sleeping until the crack of noon, midnight out of the moon. Going out when I want to, coming home when I please. Don't have to ask permission if I want to go out fishing, babe. No, I never have to ask for the keys, no. Now, you know, kind of selfish about my privacy. Now, most of the time, as long as I can be with me, we usually get along so well together, I can't even believe it. But I love to chew the fat with folks, and I've been listening to all your dirty jokes. And I'm so thankful for these friends I do receive. As I sleep until the crack of noon, midnight howling at the moon. Going out when I want to and coming home when I please. Don't have to ask permission if I want to go out fishing, baby. I never have to ask for the keys. Well, you know, sooner or later you're bound to find somebody. They'll catch your eye and then run you up on the racks, pull your transmission, take care of your clutch and your pressure plate and your flywheel and your points and your plugs and your rotor and your condenser. But you know, in the meantime, I just don't want to end up like this girl I know. Well, she's been married several times. I mean, she's been married so many times that she got these rice marks all over her face. Cause I like to get up around that crack of dawn every morning. Yeah, I take one look outside and stuff up the crack, and I go back to bed and I sleep until the crack of noon, and then midnight out of another moon. Going out when I want to, coming home when I please. Don't have to ask permission if I want to go out fishing, baby. never have to ask for the keys. Driving doll and double semi-sweet. And, talk a little bit about it. Okay. It was kind of a coagulation of constituency, sort of a consolidated, collective effort. As I attempted to consolidate all my missed weekly rendezvous into one low monthly payment, I climbed in at the helm of a 1963 Ford pickup truck with no gear oil and drove it all the way to Stanfield. It died in Gila Bend. And Gila Bend is one of those towns where the average age is deceased. It wasn't closed when I got there. It's just never been open, and it was one of them little old gas stations, the Phillips station. Gas pumps silhouetted up there looked like tombstones, and the sun set up high in the sky like a big Velveeta cheese ball. So, you know, it was kind of a typical afternoon. It was a typical afternoon in Stanfield. Police weren't too busy. Every now and then they had to make like a cardiac arrest or something, but other than that, tired. As Irene Sorensen sat pensively on a Riviera convertible sofa, that is. And she tried to stare down the glass swans and the porcelain poodles on the knick-knack shelf. Yeah. Well, you know, she squashed out a Newport button and stole the LeBaron Hotel ashtray. And changed the stations in between Days of Our Lives and How to Save a Marriage. And as the world continued to toil, her Peterbilt was on a long haul from Tuscaloosa, coming into Tucson, rolling into Stanfield, then in minute now. Peterbilt is a big sucker of a semi-truck, for those of you not familiar with it. It's what you might call a power to be reckoned with at any four-way stop. But you hate those diesels rolling and those Friday nights out bowling when it's all for a 12-hour lay overnight. You wish you had a dollar for every time that he hollers that he's gonna be leaving, he's never coming back. But the curtain lays so below, now his head's on your pillow. His trousers, those can't bust him. The chambray with a plastic bar all day for the ink pens in the pocket is hanging on the chair. Lying through your pain, no, you tell him he's your man. You don't think you'll ever be able to muster up the courage to get up and leave. He tells you that you're on his mind, and you're the only one he's ever gonna find. you're kind of special. You understand this complicated soul. The only place a man can breathe and collect his thoughts is midnight as he's flying away on the road. You packed and unpacked so many times you lost right. And the steam heat is muggling and gurgling as it's ripping off the wall. But when you hear his engines, you're looking through the window in the kitchen, baby. And you know you're always gonna be there when it comes. Cause he's a truck driving band, he'll have to be stopping him when he can. Cause he's a truck driving man, he'll be stopping him when he can. You know the wheel, baby, I'm pulling up in a minute now.
Snap now, there you hear my snap. Alright. And you know, I'm gonna give you a little adventure here. Well, it's kind of a whole hell of a hustle about a lot of things. I mean, it's kind of about reaching the end of an emotional cul-de-sac one evening in Missoula, Montana. And, well, you know, it was the dawn, I guess, that cracked hard just like a bull whip. And now I wouldn't be taking no lip from the night before. And as they shook out the streets, why was the stew bums? They showed up just like bounce checks. And they were rubbing their necks as the sky turned the color of Pepto-Bismol. And with my old sport coat full of promissory notes and a receipt from a late night motel, well, I combed back my Detroit and I jacked up my pants. And I wiped my Stacy Adams as I jackknifed my legs. Cause it was the Hawk that had his old family out there in the wind. And I said, he got a message for you to beware, baby. And if he kicking your ass in a cold-blooded fashion and dishing out more than a good man can bear. Yeah, I said, baby, it's cold out there. And you know, the Hawk always comes alone, you know. He don't got no opening act, you know. I mean, all them other cats, Mr. Depression, Mr. Bad Luck, Mr. Neurosis, Mr. Psychosis, Mr. Please Pay When Served, Mr. We Refuse the Right to Reserve the Service to Anybody, to Band, Mr. Bad This, Mr. Bad That. They all come together. They all come all by themselves. And regardless of what you've heard prior to this, the Hawk does not accept Bank America, MasterCharge, or Carte Blanche. It's hard to be fashionable when the Hawk's out and kicking your ass. Yeah, you talk about your Brooks Brothers and your Flag Brothers and your Bag Brothers and your This Brothers and your That Brothers. When the Hawk gets down to business, he gotta be the baddest dude I've ever met. And all the street cleaners and the street sweepers. Well, it was finders keepers and it was losers weepers. But baby, just remember that one man's garbage is another man's clothes.
And the shoes fit pretty good, and there was plenty of room for my toes. Yeah, and who won the game? Oh, who gives a shit? Drysdale was pitching, but he couldn't get a hit, you know. And I ain't got a ghost of a chance with his own romance. Yeah, it's just an apartment for rent down the block. Oh, the Ivor Theater with live burlesque. And the manager's scowling with his feet on the desk. It's boom, boom against the curtain. But you're still hurting. And you catch the faint hint of Prince Machiavelli in the air. With beer and a cheap shot and pasties and a G-string and Portland through a shot glass and a buffalo squeeze. And Cassandra and Brandy from the Bunny Hutch. We called them up to come over, but it cost too much. Well, yeah, what the hell you do, man? I think I'll go to Cleveland and get me a tattoo or something. So I went down to Dollar Bill's Easy Autos, you see. And I picked myself out a 1958 monkey shit Brown Buick Subaru. And I'm gonna be doing me some highball with the bankrupt Grace. No, I ain't got no spare and I ain't got no jack and I don't give a shit. I ain't never coming back. And I'll be driving wild and crazy out of town. Leaving you behind, baby, driving wild and crazy out of town. I don't need you, baby, driving wild and crazy out of town. And I'm glad that you're gone, cause I'm finally alone. And I'm glad that you're gone, but I wish you'd come home. Yeah, but right now it's gas, food, and lodging. And there's a smoky black and white with antlers and a gumball machine. I got a glove compartment full of moving violations, but I'm driving wild and crazy out of town. Cause there's cops to shake before I sleep. Cops to shake before I sleep. That was Robert Frost said that. Cops to shake before I sleep. And I'm giving the finger to oncoming traffic. I'm towing on these Miller High Life cans all along the way. I'm talking about driving in the rain. And maybe a 1956 piss yellow Ford Mercury with no wipers and a busted convertible top. And you're getting one station on the radio. And you're driving with diamonds on your windshield. And I'm talking about tears from heaven. But right now I'll be pulling into town on the interstate and talking about a steel train in the rain. And as the wind bites my cheek through the wings, these late nights in this freeway fly. And it always makes me sing. And there's a duster trying to change my tune, and he's a pulling him fast on the right. And he's rolling restlessly by a 24-hour moon. Wiz calls a hiker with a cue ball ahead, wishing he's home in a Wisconsin bed. 15 feet of snow on the east, man, crawling in a welder's ass. How's this colder and a ticket taker smile at the Ivor Theater on a Saturday night? But it was Oceanside that ended the ride. San Clemente coming up. Sunday Desperado was hit by and cruising with the drive back. With an orange driving and a neon building and the theater filling to the brim. I'm talking about slave girls. With hot spur and bucket full of sin and a metropolitan area. And in a change of connections. Fly by nights from Riverside. All the state plates are running a little late. Now the sailors jockey for the fast lane. 101, don't miss it. I got rolling hills, a concrete field, and a broken line of my mind. I got the eights going east and the fives going north, and the mercy next is old packing fools that I'm seeing my sign. And I'm crossing the line and singing with the blink. Radio's gone off the air and giving me time to think. And hearing the rumble as I'm fumbling for an old gold cigarette. Blazing on through that midnight jungle. Remember some more and can't forget. One more block and that engine's talking and there's a whisper in a home at last. Look here, Jack, one more block. That engine's talking and a whisper in a home at last. Cause I got diamonds on my windshield. And tears from heaven. And right now I'll be pulling this down on the interstate and talking about a steel train in the rain. And as the wind bites my cheek through the wind, it's just late nights. Freeway flying, it always make me sing. I got a late nights in this freeway flying, it always make me sing. I got a late nights, freeway flying, it always make me sing. Come next time. Thank you. Oh, no. It's actually about a place called National City, California. And I was there for a long time. Excuse me, I usually vomit, but come on now, it's gonna be a tasteful program. Well, how can I describe National City? White-booted vinyl go-go dancers and Harlequin sailors. And one of those Saturday nights in National City, you better take out insurance on a good time. You slap on a whole lot of JDs. I know who's laughing. It's the English leather crowd that's here tonight. Well, I'll tell you something about JD's. It's kind of an all-purpose sort of a cologne. It's also good on the rocks. And I used to get dressed up in a serious seersucker Saturday cranberry accoutrement ensemble. And then a 1954 black Cadillac four-door sedan. Go out prowling at night. And when you're open for suggestions, and any place will do, but you got a little money and a girl, and they're both wearing a hole in your pocket, there's maybe a triple feature. It's at the Compton Drive-In, and it's whip me, beat me, hurt me, and please tell me that you love me. It's irresistible. You know, I had a Saturday off from Napoleon's Pizza House. Most nights I'd stumble around with the 12 Bars Blues and the Golden Barrel to the Club 29 to the Melody Club to Iwo Jima Eddie's to the Westerner to Burge Roberts Mortuary to Christ, Phil's Porno, the Four Corners, the Oxford Bar, the Terminal Bar, the Gin Mill. Wasn't that long of a walk. They were all right next to each other. Well, Saturdays in National City. As the cab combed the snake, trying to rake into last night's fare. And the solitary sailor spend the facts of his life just like small change on strangers. And he fought his inside peacoat pocket for a welcome 25 cents. And the last bent butt from a package of Kents. He dream of a waitress with Maxwell House eyes and marmalade thighs and scrambled and yellow hair. She draw heavily upon a viceroy. She wipe the wisps of dishwater blonde from her eyes. She looking at you like you're not even there. What's it gonna be, buddy? The usual? Well, you know, it was the early morning final edition. It was on the stands as the town crier cried there. With nickels in his hands, and it was pigs in a blanket, and it was 69 cents. It was eggs roll them over in a package of Kents, and Adam and Eve on a log, and you can sink them down straight. It's hash browns, hash browns. A shell on a shingle, grits and eggs, man, I can't believe it. It's the early dawn, cracked out a carpet of diamonds. It was out across a cash crop car lot. It was filled with twilight coupe-de-villes. And it was leaving the town in the keeping of the one who was sweeping of the ghosts of Saturday night. You gas her up and you get on behind the wheel. Now you got your arm around the sweet one, your Oldsmobile. She's paddling down the boulevard. looking for the heart of Saturday night. He got paid on Friday. As your pockets jingling and then you see the lights. And get all the thing when you be cruising with the sex. Looking for the heart of Saturday night. You're combing your hair. You're shaving your face. You're trying to wipe out every trace. All the other days in a week. You know this will be the Saturday. You're reaching your peak. You're just stomping on the red. You're going on the green. Now the night will be like nothing, man, you've ever seen. It flies your bells down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me into the crack of the pool ball. That neon buzz and on the telephone ringing is your second cousin. And this is the barmaid and she's smiling. A corner of her eye. The magic of the melancholy tear in your eye. It makes it kind of special. It's down in the cold. Now you'd be dreaming of them Saturdays. Came before they found you stumbling. Stumbling on the heart of Saturday night. You got syrup in your behind the wheel. And with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile. Paddling down the boulevard. Looking for the heart of Saturday night. Tell me to the crack of the pool balls. Or a neon buzz, and the telephone ringing at your second cousin. Near the barmaid as she smiled, corner of her eye. The magic of the melancholy tear in your eye. It makes it kind of special. It's down in the cold. And now you'd be dreaming of them Saturdays that came before. Now they're probably stumbling. Cause you're stumbling on the heart of Saturday night. Stumbling, stumbling on the heart of Saturday night.
Set 'em up with knocking 'em down. You
you wear a dress, baby, now I wear a tie. We laugh at that old bloodshot moon and that burgundy sky. Torch song here. It's about a place called the Sanborn House. It's Sunset Sanborn, Los Angeles. My dad hangs out. Bill, bartender, also drives in the Winter Nationals and occasionally the Ontario Motor Speedway. Builds and drives race cars. His ambition as a child was to be a bartender, and that's what he does all the time. A guy named Dirty Dick plays the piano, and he butchers old standards nightly. And they serve up like flaming cafe Nehru's, and you know, like milk of magnesia. Vodka and orange juice. It's called Folgers coffee, Phillips screwdriver. But they, most evenings, it's just one of those nights. So this is a torch song for piano and fire extinguisher. It's talking about warm beer, cold women. No, I just don't fit in. Never joined that I stumbled into tonight. That's just how it's been. Now all those double-knit strangers with a tin of a moon and a receding hairline in a Naugahyde booth. Platinum blonde and a tobacco prudeness. I've been drinking to forget you. Is that a lot of menthol cigarettes? And the band's playing something, but tell me why now? Now the dreams are on me. And all my conversations now, well, I be talking about you, baby, as I'm boring some sailor and I try to get through. I just want him to listen now. I said, that's all you have to do. He said, you're better off without her, wait. And I showed him my tattoo. And now the moon's rising. There ain't no time to lose. Time to get down to drinking. And you can tell a band to play the blues. And the drinks are on me. And I'll be buying a couple rounds at the last ditch attempt saloon. Warm beer and cold women. No, I just don't fit in. Every joint that I stumbled into tonight is just how it's been. Now all those double
they're strangers with a gin of a mood. And all the recycled stories in a Nogat booth. And a platinum blonde and a tobacco brunette. I've been drinking a bucket of beer. It's a lamentable cigarette. And the band's playing something. Tell me why now. I'm at the last ditch attempt. So tell my troubles do. Now Harold's Club is closing and everybody's going out. What's a poor sailor to do? Now get on back and do my choice. Make it back to the forest. I'm sleeping off all the craziness that's inside of my brain. Gotta be someplace better than this. This life I'm leading is driving me insane. Let me tell you that I'm dreaming. This town's got me down. Seen all of the highlights. I've been walking all around. Won't make a fuss. I'll take me a Greyhound bus. It's gotta carry me away from here. Tell me what have I got to lose. Walking on down Columbus Avenue. Bars, they're out of closing and it's quarter to two. Every time I go to, it's like a lock without a key. The blues I left behind, they keep catching up on me. Getting up on me, getting up on me, getting up on me. The blues I left behind, catching up on me, catching up on me. Morning till I stayed up all night. Never saw your sunshine till you turned out the light. Never saw my hometown until I stayed away too long. Never heard a melody till I needed the song. Never saw the white line life of leaving you behind. I never knew I needed you until I was caught up in a bind. I never spoke I love you until I cursed you in vain. I never felt my heart strings until I nearly went insane. I never saw the East Coast until I moved to the West. I never saw the moonlight until it shone off of your breast. I never saw your heart until someone tried to steal it away. I never saw your tears that rolled down your face. I never saw the morning until I stayed up all night. I never saw your sunshine until you turned out your love light, babe. Never saw my hometown until I stayed away too long. I never heard a melody until I needed the song.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Waits.
We'd like to thank you all for coming down. We'd like to especially thank the people of Impulse Electronics of Minneapolis for their lighting assistance, people from Freedom Electronics for the PA reinforcement, and of course the good people from ASI Recording Studios, David Rifkin, Lee Miller, Jerry Steckling. And once again, we'd like to thank Tom Waits. I think we can do one more if we tell everybody here and at home that they're listening to KQRS AM and FM in Golden Valley, and we'll hear one more song from Tom Waits.
We on the air? We are. All right, this is a true story. Well, this is it's about a place called Putnam County. Small place in Tennessee. It's close to Paris, Tennessee. If you've ever been to Paris, Tennessee, it's right around the corner from Flipsville and Hipsville and swings down. It's one of them dry counties. Just full of old crooked shysters with a caper up their sleeve, kind of cats that sell your rat's asshole for a wedding ring, you know? Got a lot of fee-grabbing highway patrolmen behind bushes in case you come by. But it has its own personal charm. The girls are so pretty they make the moon blush. You know, things had always been kind of quiet around Putnam County. as it was kind of shy and sleepy as it clung to the skirts of the two-lane. It was stretched out just like an asphalt dance floor, where all the old-timers in their bib jeans and their store-bought boots would hunker down in the dirt and lie about their lives and all the places that they'd been, until the moon was a stray dog on the ridge and all the taverns would be swollen until the naked eye of 2 a.m. And the old-timers sucking on Coca-Colas and spitting day's work, yeah. And the pedal pushers would be stretched out over the midriff bulge. Yeah. And the brunette curls were hanging over the Maybelline eyes. As I elbowed up with the counter, you know, there's a sign up above the beer nuts that says if you're drinking to forget her, buddy, don't forget to pay. As the old National Register was singing to the tune of $57.57, I sat with mixed feelings over mixed drinks. Yeah. As Bubba and the Roadmasters were moaning in a pool hall concentration, and they knit their brows as they covered the entire Hank Williams songbook. To Last Call. Hey man, just one more game, 8-ball over there. Yeah, alright. Yeah, you know, Bernice was putting the chairs on the table. Some jerk come in and said, hey man, anybody got any jumper cables around here? And all the studs in town were tossing them down as they claimed the fame. And they'd stomp their feet. And they'd be boasting all about being able to get more ass than a toilet seat. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend anybody.
Are you just using the restroom, or will you be returning? Yeah, you know, on the GMCs and all the rattle-trap fours were coughing and wheezing and percolating as they tossed the gravel underneath the fenders. Weave home, kind of wet, slick anaconda of a two-lane highway. With tire irons and the crowbars rattling, it's a toolbox and a pony saddle and grinding gears and shifting into verse, and yeah, the goddamn tranny's just getting worse. And the melody of see you laters and the screwdrivers on the carburetors, talking shop about money to loan, and there's a palomino and a strawberry roan. Oh, look, man, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, man. Yeah, and there's goodnight kisses and money to borrow. See you weave home. And leaving the little joint winking in a dark, warm, narcotic American night. Beneath a pincushion sky, it's home to toast and honey, start of the fourth. Yeah, your lunch money's right over there on the draining board, man. Yeah, and the parent permission slips for the kids' field trips. And now the toilet's running, for Christ's sake, shake the handle. And the telephone's ringing and it's Mrs. Randall. Where the hell am I guy in sandals anyway? Yeah. You know, it was downtown Putnam. It was on a rainy corner. And the sun would be pulling up any minute now. Behind a weeping marquee. Yeah, pulling up any minute now. Just like a bastard amber yellow cab. It'd be blowing its horn in every window. in every window in town. It was my time, it went so quick, and I wanna lick it slick. Now an hour's more, 55. Now I pull away slowly, feeling sorry. God knows I was feeling alive. Now the sun is coming up. Now they're right and we're late at love. Talking about them freeway cars and trucks. The stars are beginning to fade as I leave the parade. I've been just wishing that I'd sit a little longer now. No, Lord, let me tell you that the feeling getting stronger. Six in the morning, giving no warning, that I'll be on my way. Now there's trucks all a passing, and lights all a flashing. I'm on my way home from your place, and now the sun is coming up. I'll be riding with late. Talking about them freeway cars and trucks. The stars that are beginning to fade as I leave the parade. I've been just wishing that I'd sit a little longer now. No, Lord, let me tell you that the feeling getting stronger. Time was so cool, and I wanna look at this one. House no 55. Now I was pulling away slowly, and feeling sorely. God knows I was feeling alive, and now the sun is coming up. And I'll be riding with lady. Love for the freeway cars and trucks. How about the freeway cars and trucks? What a freeway cars and trucks. Thank you very much and good night.
Tom Waits, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, we'd like to thank y'all for coming down. We're a little over time, so we're going to go back to Sam
at KQ.
Thank you very much, Steve, and also thank you very much for a very, very fine performance by Tom Waits. That's what you've been listening to for the past hour live from ASI Recording Studios on Broadway in Minneapolis.